about this a lot more in the next hour, but as you know, Glenn Youngkin sworn in as the new Virginia governor a couple of days ago. And he brings with him this wedge voting group, parents. Parents, because in Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat former governor who was running to be governor again, said parents have no place in deciding what their kids can learn in class. Well, it's going to be a tough week for Governor Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. And here's something that the Democrat Party in Michigan did. Not sure where this parents, this is a tweet that was put out by the Michigan Democrat Party. Not sure where this parents should control what is taught in schools because they are kids is originating, but parents do have the option to choose to send their kids to a hand-selected private school at their own expense. Right, because that's an option for so many people. How elitist, how condescending. The purpose of a public, this is what they go on and write. The purpose of a public education in a public school is not to teach kids only what parents want them to be taught. It is to teach them what society needs them to know. Really, is that what it is? The client of the public school is not the parent, but the entire community, the public. So wrote the Democrats on a tweet, but the revised school code from 1976, rights of parents and legal guardians, duties of public schools, section 380.10, it is the natural fundamental right of parents and legal guardians to determine and direct the care, teaching, and education of their children. The public schools of this state serve the needs of the pupils by cooperating with the pupils' parents to develop the pupils' intellectual capabilities and vocational skills in a safe and positive environment. It is not just an idea, it is the law of the land of Michigan. And Glenn Youngkin in Virginia is reawakening parents across this country, including in Michigan where I live, and Gretchen Whitmer is going to have a tough week because that's not all that's happening. A report is being released that will show that they vastly undercounted the number of people that died in long-term care facilities, just like happened in New York. Five states did this. New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Michigan, and California sent COVID-positive patients in the long-term care facilities. The outcomes were devastating. Michigan has tried to hide those facts, as did the state of New York, as did the former governor there who's been booted out of office for a different reason, but he should have been booted for that reason. And so it's going to be also in Michigan, while I'm at it, the University of Michigan kicking its president to the curb because of a relationship with a subordinate and sexual fantasies and back and forth. Apparently they traveled together. Sounds like it was a lot more than just an email relationship. But Mark Schlissel is out. And what is remarkable about this, he wrote the policy in July that he was openly violating in July because he's been violating it back to 2019 at least by having a what appears to be an open relationship with a subordinate. And he wrote that to solicit a personal or romantic relationship with someone they have a supervisory authority or career influence over is wrong, and there will be zero tolerance of that. Isn't it remarkable these elitists write these policies, but they don't think it involves them at all? Well, in this case, it did. Schlissel saying at a Board of Regents meeting, it's exceptionally important because of the power dynamic. It makes it difficult sometimes for folks to effectively say no when you put an employee in a very difficult circumstance. And yet, that is exactly what he was doing. Rules for thee. All right, on to some COVID news for you. Novak Djokovic, deported from Australia for failing to obtain a COVID-19 vaccine despite having a natural immunity. Because he's had the illness, why would he get the vaccine? He has immunity. So the world's number one tennis star has been booted. Cannot defend the Australian Open title, and he could have won his 10th, but he won't. The 34-year-old Serbian said he respected the court's authority, but was extremely disappointed with the court ruling, which means I cannot stay in Australia and participate in the Australian Open. He's out. In El Salvador, just south of here a bit. In El Salvador, the nation led by Nayib Bukele, pro-life, pro-Bitcoin president, is handing out COVID packages to the sick. It contains several different things. Vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, aspirin, and acetaminophen, and ivermectin. These packages being sent out by the governor at the government of El Salvador includes ivermectin. Despite pressure from international organizations that have sought to suppress the use of ivermectin, the Salvadoran Ministry of Health has continued to include the medication, which has proved to be effective in early treatment of COVID in many countries. This according to LifeSite News. One elderly patient in Illinois spent 22 days on a ventilator, later went home and made a full recovery after a court order to administer the drug. Currently, only about half of Salvadoran citizens are fully vaccinated, so they're giving out ivermectin for those that get sick. You make of that what you will. By the way, freaky thing that I learned over the weekend, freaky, because I don't color my hair. I like my hair. I've got good hair, all right? And I kind of like it. And then I read, and I've had COVID recently and all this. COVID causes hair loss in a lot of folks. Because of fever and illness and stress on the body, a lot of folks. But apparently a lot of folks lose a lot of hair, and it doesn't come back, and I had no idea. It tends to return to normal on its own, but not always. Now, that scared the daylights out of me. I like my hair. I don't embrace much, but I like my hair. Right? It's not colored. It's real. It's not like the Joe Biden plugs. I don't have that. No, don't have that. Anyhow, hair loss from COVID. That's one of the more frightening things I've heard. You know, just letting you know. Anyhow, I learned that over the weekend. I'm going to take a quick break here. Run my fingers through my hair, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gerber Show.